Okay, so good morning, everyone. Today's podcast is going to be a bit different. I'm going to do a day in the life of. I think we'll do more of these as time goes on, but today's quite an interesting day. It's going to be a long day. The current time is just before 6 o'clock in the morning, and I am going to Sunseeker Pool today for a breakfast meeting with the South Coast managers and our group sales director. So it's a 2 hour drive for me to get to Pool, basically A35, so Exeter, Honiton, Dorchester, Bridport, just keep going. And it's a drive I know fairly well, unfortunately, but it's not too bad. I'm going to do a bit of podcast research on the way there, slash listen to a bit of Radio 4, which sounds really boring, but actually I find now on these longer drives, it's something to do. But the sat-nav says we should be there just after 8 o'clock, so all being well, without any hold-up, should be there. So I'll get cracking and I'll check in with you guys when I get there with a bit more of an update. So we've just arrived in Pool, just pulling up in the car park, and good run up this morning, pretty chilly, and could see some cars coming the other way with a bit of ice and snow on, but thankfully nothing too bad for us to go through. So this meeting's at 8:30, it's just gone past 8 o'clock now, so going to dive in, grab a quick coffee and go and see a couple of guys, and then we're heading over to the Hotel Divan in Pool for a meeting. And it's really quite handy because in Pool it's not that many hotels, to be honest, where our offices are. So we've got a Hotel Divan about 250-300 yards away from our offices, which is really handy. It's a great place to stay if you have to stay overnight. They do us a very, very good rate, which is really kind of them, and it's a great place to go and have breakfast. So the idea of this morning's meeting is we just want to have a chat about sort of some pre-season ideas of what we can do, try and drum up some new leads and fresh business, which all companies, all businesses are always looking to do, and as much as we can do this over the phone, sometimes it's good just to have a face-to-face with the guys. I often find that it's better to have a chat about different ideas that might come out of the woodwork. So we're going to do that this morning. So I'll do that and then I'll come back to you and tell you what else we're up to today. So good meeting. It's now come up to 10 o'clock. Interesting to sort of speak to the guys. We've got some ideas for what we're going to do with the South Coast offices, and we've got the pre-season boat show coming up as well, not too distant future. We've got a couple of boats at the moment we're offering some really, really attractive deals on, so we need to get our thinking caps on and try and come up with some ideas as to get those offers in front of clients. And as I said earlier on, I think it is really useful sometimes just to meet and have a chat together. It's definitely worthwhile. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to, basically it's too early to go back to Torquay now. There's no point in going straight back. So what I'm going to do, I've got a couple of jobs to do here. I've now got to dive up and see accounts, have a quick chat with them about a few things and the warranty team. So I'm going to do that. And then what I'm going to go and do is go on to a Predator 74. We've got on the lineup up here, which is one of our stock boats. I've got a client who's quite interested in the boat. So what I'm going to do is a walk around using my phone and camera and take some photos. And what we find nowadays is the media such as WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger, iMessage are great ways to actually share information about the boats. So it's really quite useful sometimes just to get on the boat, do a couple of really sort of not crude but rough videos on the phone, and then send it to the client, and often it's a great way to engage. So I'm gonna go meet the accounts now, go and have a chat with the guys there, and then we're gonna jump on board this Predator and have a look around, and I'll come back to you. So I'm at the back of the Predator now, and we're just going to jump on board. Basically, the Predator 74 is a very nice boat. It's, to me, it's one of the sort of iconic Sunseeker styles, really. Great performance, beautiful looking boat. This particular one's a three cabin, but it is available in a four cabin option. What I like about the Predator 74 is the fact that it just gives you that sort of typical Sunseeker style. It's got a huge sun pad on the back. You could probably get six people across the back of the boat quite comfortably. It also gives you great performance. So this boat's available with 1900 engines, which you're looking at sort of pushing 40 plus knots, really, depending on the loading of the boat, which in my opinion is, you know, is amazing performance for such a big boat. The 74 Predator is also available as what they call the 74 Sport Yacht, which gives you the ability to have a flybridge arrangement, so you can drive the boat from upstairs and down below. So what I'm going to do now, excuse the wind, it's a lovely sunny afternoon here in Pool, but it's a bit windy. So I'm going to go onto the boat, have a look around. Like I say, I'm going to do some photos. We use a Canon camera, and years ago we brought a a 10 to 20 mil wide angle lens, and this is really useful for getting sort of some fairly professional looking shots. And I'm no photographer, but I've learned over the years how to take some nice photos. What I do then is we go back and upload the photos to a photo sharing platform called Pixieset, which I found years ago, and it's a really nice way to share the images with clients. And you ping them a link, it's great to share the photos internally as well. I might have put a couple of bits on my Instagram channel, which Instagram page I should say, which as I keep mentioning is at Sunseeker Tom. So if you don't follow it, please go and have a look. I'd really appreciate a couple of follows from there, and it'd be great to find out from my podcast listeners whether or not people are actually then going to my Instagram account. And at the moment I just can't tell, but I'm rather looking forward to both the mediums actually sort of supporting each other with regards to getting some followers and some listeners and some likes on those pictures, because my Instagram profile I've been doing now for a few years, and it sort of started more as a personal account, and I developed what into more of a broker style account, and I enjoy it. It's good to do stories, and I've got some great products to work with, so that's really good. So I'm going to do what I've got to do now, and I'll check in with you. So I finished my pictures on the Predator. So what I'm going to do now is going to save those, send them over to the client either a bit later on or tomorrow. No mad panic on those. But what I'm going to do now is go and meet up with a fairly new member of the Sunseeker London Group team, a chap called Graham Vey. And Graham Vey has joined us from the marine industry himself. And Graham's joined as an Axopar salesman, I should say. So Graham is heading up sort of the Axopar division from Paul, and is what they're calling the Axopar specialist. Now, Axopar is something I haven't really mentioned yet in any of my platforms or any of the podcasts, but Axopar is, there's certainly going to be more to come on it, and I'll try and talk about it in a lot more detail in future events. But Axopar is quite a new product for us, and very exciting. It's one of the fastest selling marine products ever. So we're really excited as sales guys and as a company to have what is one of the best selling products in the market. But we're going to have a chat about our social media campaign for Axopar and what we're going to be looking to do over the next few weeks. We've come up with some ideas. We're trying to build the YouTube channel. Go and have a look at it. It's Axopar London Group on YouTube. We've just gone over 100 subscribers, which isn't a lot, but we're starting, and we're trying to get some good content on there that people actually want to listen to. So hopefully you'll find it interesting. So Graham and I are going to have a quick chat about some ideas and plans and how I can help. So yeah, we're going to go and do that now. And then I'm looking at the clock because I want to try and get back to Torquay at a sensible time. My children are going to a party tonight. I haven't really spoken about too much family life, but my wife wants me to try and get down there to help out. So I'm going to leave soon. I've tried to be home for sort of just gone 6. So I shall check in on the way home. So we're just jumping back in the car. Great meeting with Graham. We've got some lots of ideas, and like I said, it's we know with the Axopar product, and we know with the demographics with the Axopar client, it's a much younger client base than perhaps our existing client base. So we understand the importance of social media and digital sort of promotional advertising ideas really that we need to push and we need to promote. So like I said, we're really going to start working hard on that. So I've got the return journey now back to Torquay. It's never the funnest drive in the world, but we're going to just get cracking. It's always a lot slower in the afternoon. At the moment, we're driving a Amarok VW truck, which I'm really impressed with. It's a great commercial, at the end of the day, it's a commercial vehicle, so it's classed the same as a van, but it's a great bit of kit. It's pretty big, but it's pretty efficient on fuel. It's very comfortable. It's got good performance, so it's it makes the drive a lot easier. And what I love about this car is it's also got the Apple CarPlay, which I think is fantastic. And I love now sort of listening to, like I say, getting a few podcasts lined up. So on the way home, I'm going to listen to the Chris Harris podcast. I've not listened to it before, but I thought being from the sort of automotive world, it'd be really interesting. So I'm going to try and get a couple of those podcasts done on the way home. They're about an hour each, so it's about a 2-hour drive, a bit two and a bit. As I said earlier on, I didn't want to be too late leaving because my wife and children are at a Pizza Express party in Torquay. So I'm going to try and dive back and get there in time to get a sneaky pizza and maybe a small Peroni too. So I'm going to get cracking. I'll check in as I go when I get back and let you know what I think to the Chris Harris podcast. And perhaps it will give me a bit of imagination about what I could talk about. Speak to you soon. So we're just pulling up in Torquay Marina car park, which is where I leave the vehicle tonight, and I'm basically going to wander over to the Pizza Express restaurant. So yeah, I listened to two of Chris Harris's podcasts on the way back, really interesting, and I certainly picked up on a couple of ideas. It seems that he often does his podcast with somebody else talking, which is really good, but they're also interviewing someone. So the second podcast I listened to on the way back was where he was talking to some ex sort of colleagues of his from the press days, so when he was part of the Evo magazine. So he's given me some ideas. I've got an interview lined up coming up in my probably the next podcast I'm going to put out there, which is with Mike Smith from Torquay Marina, which is where we're based in Torquay. And what I wanted to do is for Mike really just to give you some pointers about what the marina is, what MDL is, what it's all about, and give you some to answer some questions. So I've basically given him some points to think about, and I'm going to meet up with him the next couple of days, have a chat with him, and we're going to go through the points there. And I hopefully that'll be quite interesting for you to understand a bit more about what a UK marina is like. I appreciate that the Mediterranean and American marinas are all different, but it'd be interesting, I think, for you to see what the UK marina process is like, why Torquay is such a good marina, its downsides. So yeah, we're going to have that conversation in a couple of days, so hopefully that'll be interesting. But I'm going to sign off now because I think my wife, we've got two children, one is 6 and one is 4, a boy and a girl, older boy, younger girl, so very, very lucky. I think she'll be probably quite relieved to see me there, and hopefully I've got a beer and a pizza organised for myself, so that'd be quite nice. So keep an eye on the time, and it's been a busy day. I don't suppose it's going to be much before 9 before we're home tonight, but that's a typical day when I'm travelling. I haven't had any real direct client meetings today, so they're very different, and maybe I've got to prep the boat for a client meeting, but they'll come. I've had all those more podcasts to follow. We also haven't got any planes today, so planes do feature quite a lot usually in our lifestyle. But today's been quite nice. I do like getting out of the office. It gives you time to think in the car, and also, like I said, it's great to meet up with some of my colleagues and have a chat with them. And Suntec and Paul always make me feel very, very welcome. I've been going there for years, so it's really a home from home. And we had a bit of fun, a bit of few laughs, and it's always good to see everyone. But good to be home now. Nice to see the family as always in the evenings. And thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast channel, and please do comment, because I really want to get some feedback. I've got some feedback from some close friends, and they're all saying really good, but I need some listener feedback. You know, I'm seeing the analytics. I've got some listens coming from across the pond over in America, which I understand where the podcast world is much bigger. But as I said, please do follow me on Instagram and send me a message. It's at Sunseeker Tom. Feel free to WhatsApp me on 0044 7776 114422, or my work email is tom@sunseekertorquay.com, which is tom@sunseekertorquay.com. But with a modern day, soon put my name into Google, Tom Wills Sunseeker, and you'll soon find my contact details. So thank you again for listening. Had a great day, and looking forward to that beer. Speak to you soon.